Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy. You are with Beck, Rachel and me, Motti. Hello, Chicks.
Hi, Motti.
Hello.
Can I tell you something?
Oh, off the top.
Yeah, well, you know, no time like the present. I found football really challenging this week because the Crows weren't playing and so I did not really get into the football generally. Yeah.
Do you think we should start again? Because listeners at home are not interested in hearing that you don't care for it.
Well, I feel like everyone's very interested in me and what I have to say.
They want some positivity.
Go, Chris.
All right.
Uh-oh.
As usual, tonight we'll be talking about footy. No surprises there. We're chicks and we're talking, so it seems rude not to add the footy bit, I would have thought.
See, Beck.
If you insist.
So what should we do? We'll review round 14 and to what you were saying before, Beck, thank God the bloody buys are over. Horrible. I hated them.
I'm so over buys.
Me too.
Let's never have them. Let's make every team play every round for every week of the year.
Shorten the season.
No, let's have a 50.
I totally agree with you, Rachel.
The season goes for too long anyway. It impinges upon the women's. Shorten the season. Get rid of the byes. We're done.
I think we should have a 52-week season for both the men and the women.
Right.
There should be games on Christmas Day. Double headers.
I wouldn't rule that out. Okay. So we'll do that. We'll catch up with our very own Fiona Newton. She's not in studio, but she is at a Hawks Pride event, and she's going to tell us all about that. Dinner table will be happening. My soon-to-be widely syndicated segment, No Warning, will go into its third week.
Who's told you that it's going to be syndicated, Molly?
I'm just working on things in the background.
Okay. Need to know basics.
And, Beck, your soon-to-be award-winning segment, The Feels, will also be returning.
Oh, I think it's already won an award. We just don't know about it yet. It's won the award of people's hearts, Susanna. Aww.
Now, what we also love, and, you know, let's be frank, we don't get enough of, we love feedback from the fans.
Yes.
We love people to dial in, message in, whatever. Just tell us something about footy. We'll try and clear something up or make something better for you.
If you, like me, want a 52-week season, now is the time. You can sign my petition via text message.
Okay. And what's that number?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Susanna. It's 0427JOY949 or on the emails onair@joy.org.au.
Well done, team. Let's crack on with round 14. Last Thursday, which feels like 25 weeks ago.
It does.
West Coast versus Essendon. Losers.
Your boys, Motti, what did they do?
Well, they didn't.
Did you have confidence before the game?
No, but I don't think historically many teams going to Western Australia do.
No. What do you think of the West Coast? Do you think they are a real back-to-back premiership contender?
They don't feel like it, but they're not taking all before them, but Nick Nat's still to come back.
Yes. And Geelong have peaked very early, and they would also be a contender. And I'm not saying that they won't be there. They look fantastic. But it is very, I mean, it's not that late in the season.
Well, it's midway, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll get to it, but I've turned on Paddy Dangerfield. Turned.
Welcome to my life.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes, of course you have.
Yes.
Welcome to my
Anyway, club. West Coast Essendon, that should have been a 70-point win to West Coast. They kicked so badly. Well, you can't go back-to-back and kick 14-22, can you?
No, you can't.
Oh, jinx.
You owe me a Coke. What was the biggest takeaway point with regards to Essendon that you had from that game? What do you think the one thing that they need to do to start improving this season?
Well, Tip and Woody needs to go back to the twos. Controversial statement.
This is like when I said Eddie Betts should be dropped and the whole world ended. So.
Well, Tip is probably going to kick five this weekend. But he's just not in the contest. He's sort of in between, swaying around. He's just, you know, you can't have someone in your team that's going to play well once every 5 to 6 weeks.
Can you blame injuries, Motti? Because I love blaming injuries when my team's not playing well.
Not really.
Okay. Well, I'm trying
Do you know what? We've got about five people that I reckon would be in any club's, first team.
Yeah.
I reckon Dylan Shield, Dyson Heppel, Zach Merritt, Michael Hurley, Cale Hooker maybe.
Yeah.
Hooker, maybe those five.
Definitely.
Any team would pick them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're being badly coached.
Ooh.
Because you've got five very, very, very top players.
Well, Woosha, if you're listening.
Yeah, I don't think I'm alone in saying that.
You know who did get injured? Matt Guelphy.
Or Draco Malfoy.
When Jeremy McGovern, let's just say, pushed him into a fence.
Yes.
Rachel, you have views about
this. I have views about this. So McGovern has been suspended for 1 week, so he'll miss the game against Hawthorn this week, which is no big loss because we have no Ford, so they don't need any defenders to
Ruffy's
turn up
in.
On the day.
Ruffy's
which
in.
Is great.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Oh, Rachel
because
just said something positive about Hawthorn.
Well, because if we're going to lose, let's respect our players and do it properly. Anyway, I think it's very interesting that he got a week because I'm confused by the decision-making of the tribunal. It seems to me that their decision-making is purely on the basis of the outcome of the contact. So instead of the actual action of the contact itself and whether it was intentional or reckless or negligent, it's actually just about the outcome.
So you reckon if the injury's no biggie, as was the case here...
Correct.
They're like, eh, whatevs.
Maybe a fine... which they can also suspend or, you know, maybe, who knows? There's a number of options.
Guelphy hasn't recovered from his concussion and he's not playing this week.
Oh, and I think it is something the tribunal should take into account, but it seems to be the only thing that they're currently taking into account when they're considering bans.
And you know, if that's the only thing they're taking into account, then it doesn't do much for setting an example for people of what not to do, because that action that McGovern did could easily have ended up in a much worse injury.
Of course.
But if I'm someone else and I think, oh, you don't get a very big punishment for it, am I going to be deterred from such things?
Exactly.
Also, he had to go to hospital in a taxi, and that is super weird for me, guys.
I don't understand
what happened.
So apparently what happened is that the hospital in Perth is like far away from the stadium, and so they couldn't take the ambulance because that way if someone had a worse injury, because his wasn't that bad, they wouldn't have been able to get the ambulance in time. Whereas here they just have to schlep up to the Etworth and back. So there was Matt Guelphy, his parents who live in Perth, the welfare officer from the club, all smushed into a taxi from the Oval. I'm not there for that.
Okay, so he's got concussion and potential chest injuries, like
correct.
Maybe fractured rib or something. That could have pierced his lung without them knowing, and that could have become dangerous on the way there.
Well, for the second week in a row, I agree with Gary Lyon on something.
Oh.
Who made that exact point?
I thought you were going to say you agree with me.
No.
No.
I mean, you and Gary Lyon. But my point is I'm developing a very dangerous habit of agreeing with Gary Lyon. That's what he said. He's like, well, the taxi driver's not medically trained.
No.
That's a lot of pressure on the taxi driver.
Yeah, half of them aren't even trained in driving.
That's right. Well, anyway, that was that.
All right. Hawthorn, Sydney.
Strap yourself in, my friend.
Start the stopwatch. Here she goes.
So let's
Buddy, let's step away from the microphone.
Motivational Rachel, here she goes.
Oh,
wow. Wow. We played one and a half quarters of football that was average, mediocre at best. There was no consistency. Our efficiency was ridiculous. We can't score a goal. We have no forward line, which is a huge, huge disappointment. Sicily was in the attack for a while. He did nothing. That experiment has failed. They put him back in the back line in the fourth quarter, which was good. Nothing's working. Gunston's not performing. Bruce isn't performing. It was great to see Ruffy, but he was quite quiet anyway. Wingard isn't playing. I mean, he's midfield, but it's just not working.
He might be better for the run. Ruffy might be better for the run, hopefully.
We are not. We are Hawthorn, I think, is traditionally an attacking team, and we can't attack. So what we're trying to do is just stop the opposition from getting the ball. That's not a good gameplay for Hawthorn, and it shows in the fact that we are inconsistent and we are not efficient.
I'm Rachel and Hopkins, and that's my take.
Well, Pinchy will be back this week, so that's something.
Mr. Pinchy. Oh, so good. That is something, but is it? We still don't really have a forward line. We cannot kick a goal.
I think Hawthorn are not a feared team anymore.
We're not.
I'm not scared of them, and you they beat us.
You know, they're definitely not a feared team, and they don't deserve to be.
Can I say, this isn't good for radio.
Sydney might be a feared team.
Oh. But what I enjoy is that Rachel has pages and pages here of dot points against her own team. And I like to think the top of the page starts with, Dear Diary. And this is just what Rachel does on a Sunday afternoon.
It's true. It was true. Oh, I was all ready for this show after at 10 o'clock or 10:30 on Friday night.
No doubt that's correct.
Now, people need to message us 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. You are listening to Chicks Talking Footy with Motti, Beck and Rachel.
This is Titus O'Reilly and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy.
And you are. You're with the Chicks Talking Footy, and we're going to continue chatting about games.
Maddie, we've had a message.
See? Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be yours.
Go ahead, caller. Caller is Mikey, and he says, football was really tough this week, but yet again, I'm listening to you ladies talk about it, the things you do for love.
Thank you, Mikey. And his team lost. I'm presuming it's Mikey Cole. Is there
any other Mikey? We've also had a membership from Scott from Golden Point and a donation. Thank you, Scott. And we've also had a $50 donation from Elaine from Nidri. So thank you, Elaine.
Well done, Elaine. Oh, she might be a bomber. That is in the bomber's heartland.
Nidri. She's one of your people, Moddy, I'm sure.
Come to my team. Okay, we're going to whip through these next ones because, let's face it, most of them we don't care about.
No, not really.
Melbourne versus Fremantle. Walter's got off for his headbutt. That's a talking point.
Good for
isn't
him.
Mm. Hogan's injured.
I felt really sad for Jesse Hogan because he seemed like he was having a lot of feelings.
Why? What do you in that game or just over this year?
Let's face it, he's had a tough run. But after that game, he was very upset about his injury, and I think probably losing to your old club. I reckon there would like he was talking to the other players in a way that made me feel sad.
I think with Jesse,
that might say more about me than Jesse Hogan.
Mm. Well, I think people have been harsh on him so far because. Whilst he hasn't set the world on fire, he takes the best defender every week.
And that
allows people, well, not in this game necessarily, but people like Michael Walters and people like that to play much better because he's got the best defender.
Mm. Yeah, we're here for you, Jesse Hogan. If you need, call us. Yeah. Mm. 0427 join up.
Should we merge on to St Kilda Brisbane? Mm. Sorry, Mikey, block
Sorry,
your ears.
Mikey.
Oh, didn't they lose badly, St Kilda?
They really did. If I tried to find a good news story for St Kilda, and I think it was Dan Hannabury playing his first game for them, 27 possessions. I think he was the third or fourth highest possession getter, so that's not all bad.
Should we talk about, as whenever Dan Hannabury's been mentioned in this is now the fourth year of Chicks Talking Footy, I tell the same story?
No, tell it again.
One more time.
I went to the school ball with his father.
Stop it. You could have been Dan Hannabury's mum.
When I was 15. I know.
You did not.
Yes. Matthew. And Matthew went and played, 200 games at the Bulldogs.
You should get him on our show.
Hmm. Oh, well, you
I'd like
should.
To ask him a few there questions you about your performance at the school ball.
Yeah, I promptly turned gay, but after that, apart from that,
related to Matthew Hannabury? I don't know. Anyway. Sorry.
There
to
you
the
go.
Hannabury family. Charlie Cameron kicked 5 goals, so glad the Crows got rid of him.
Look at this, 13 points, 11 points in Kilda. Mm.
The kicking's bad,
the
isn't
kicking
it?
Is bad.
Hey, where did... There was another little Cameron... And I'm sorry to be speaking about him diminutively, but Charlie Cameron's brother, didn't he make his debut?
I don't know, did he?
Sure, I picked him in Supercoach. Yeah. I'll get back to you on that,
Sounds
people.
Sounds like something you'd do.
Mm. Yeah, I think
anyway,
I did.
Brisbane, who knows what that's about?
Good on us.
Well, that is amazing. I love the Brisbane story, I've got to say.
I do too, I think it's good for football, as they say in the classics.
I don't know Chris Fagan from Adam, but I reckon that's my second biblical reference, sorry. But I don't know him from Adam, but he seems like he might be a good person.
You didn't go to the school ball with Chris Fagan?
No. Actually, I should look it up. He might have been the same one.
He may well have been.
But Brisbane Lions are sixth on the ladder. Seriously.
It's great.
No one picked that, did they?
Good luck to them.
It's unreal. And Hodgie's there. I think he's made a big difference.
He's made a huge difference.
Huge difference.
That leadership and maturity, it's completely changed the club.
Did Rachel sort of inadvertently just say something positive about Hawthorne in a way there?
Sort of.
By complimenting Luke Hodge?
I think accident is the important part there. Port Adelaide v Geelong.
Geelong.
Geelong lost.
The curse of the bye.
The curse of the bye.
0-8 after the bye. The curse of the bye. Anyway. Geelong can't win a game after the bye. But you know what they can do? Win the game after the bye, which is great for me because the Crows are playing them this week. Not at all worried, guys.
Is that the Friday night game?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I've chosen to stay at home and not encourage, but I've just said to my partner, no, I don't mind if you go out. That's
Perhaps
totally
you'd like
fine.
To go somewhere else.
Where's it being played, Beck?
At Cadinia Park. I'll be there. Anyway, whatever. I'm a sucker for punishment.
You never know. Let's
not waste next week on now.
You never know.
No. Port, are they the real thing?
Oh, I don't care.
Well, I've been saying that for the past 4 years.
Oh, yeah, Rachel says they're going to win the premiership every year.
I have a kiss of death, so I'm not going to say it this year.
Nah, say it. Well, say it all the time.
They're sitting seventh. You'd like to think they'd make the finals, but you don't know.
Yep. Well, and Ken Hinckley's been a bit tough. He's been dropping people left, right and centre.
I think when your good players play well, things are going well. Mm. So they've got, you know, Robbie Gray, who's often injured but not currently, and Boke leading the way. It's not bad.
And Lysette did well because Paddy Ryder got dropped, so he was the sole ruckman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder what Paddy did wrong. Anyway.
Well, there was a few of them. Ken was like, no, you're off. See you in the sample. Come back later.
Maybe that's what's working. Maybe they need to really prove themselves and improve their performance.
The
to get
Josh
a game.
Jenkins approach,
exactly.
If you will.
Mm.
And then last game of that round was Brody Grundy beat Western Bulldogs.
That is exactly what happened.
Pretty much.
Yep. In a nutshell.
Bulldogs got close, though, because I thought Collingwood was sort of almost verging on unbeatable.
Brody got, didn't he get the record in, like, a stat record, as in the most hit-outs, the most possessions and two goals or something like that?
He's not
ever?
Bad, is he?
He's
they
not bad.
They keep saying the Crows want to get him, but I'm like, yeah, I also want to get married to Chris Hemsworth. Like, some stuff just does not happen.
True.
Listen, I want you to be more confident about what might happen in your life, Beck.
Thank you, Marty. Well, as someone that nearly married Dan Hannabury's dad, I take your advice very well.
See? And it was really only my choice that I didn't.
Correct. Exactly. Otherwise, you could have been Dan Hannabury's mum and it would have been a lot easier to get guests for this show. That's
so much easier.
So you didn't think of us, Marty, but whatever. Selfish.
Okay, let's do a gear change. I think it's over to the feels now.
The feels. Our new favourite segment.
So let me tell you, the feels is a positive things in football.
It is the positive things because you know what? There's too much negativity in the world, guys.
So, Rach, are you standing by for
Ashley,
this?
Actually, I am. Right? Tissues at the ready.
Ashley, I'm a bit nervous that I've got the world's greatest negative Nancy sitting next to me for this, but let's see how you go, Rach. Okay. The first thing I want to talk about is Eddie Betts. Now, you guys know I've been willing to drop Eddie Betts from the Crows team for the last 3 weeks. But one thing I will say about Eddie Betts is he is a goddamn hero of a human being. So Eddie Betts has written these two books. One is called My Kind and the second one is called My People. And they're to educate children about Aboriginal culture, but also about spreading kindness and helping kids. So the best thing I love about these books is that they're written as a rap song. Okay? So kids can learn how to rap. Would you like me to give you an example?
I would be desperate to hear it.
I could think of nothing better.
Okay. What's up? My name is Eddie and I'm here to say our First Nations people paved the way. I'm proud of my culture. It's who I am. Let's learn together with a little homie jam. Now that is the first page of My People. And guys, is that not a treat for the ears?
That is. So the whole thing is that?
The whole thing. You can wrap the whole book. Or you could just like casually read it. But where's the fun in that?
Is it meant to be a rap or you just saw it that way?
No. That is how Eddie has written it.
That is cute as.
I'm speechless.
The other cute as thing about it was there was a beautiful Instagram story during the week where Eddie took some of the books people had bought and turned up at their house and just knocked on the door and hand-delivered it. The two best, well, there was about five of them. What I love most, it was so Adelaide, three out of the five of them answered the door in their Crows jumpers.
No.
Because people in Adelaide just wear Crows stuff. And then they were like, oh, my God. The third one, best one, was when he went to the wrong address and there was a guy just asleep in his garage. It was the wrong house and he walked in. This guy woke up and he goes, oh, you're effing Eddie Betts, man. Can I get a photo? And I was just like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. So that gave me some feels. I'm sure my rap gave you all some feels too.
Oh, I've felt major something. Feels
yeah,
for
I
sure.
Yeah, I felt something. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, me?
No,
Eddie. Okay. My second feels, someone on Twitter suggested Nick Blakey finally getting the Rising Star nomination this week, which was great. He also, I reckon, got Mark of the Year nomination, or he should have if he didn't.
He played brilliantly.
Yeah, well, he played your team, Rach, so I'm sure you'll be a...
Yeah.
You'll talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I liked in my feels this week, a lot of Richmond supporters were very happy. Sydney Stack has nearly signed. And Sydney Stack is a cult hero, as they say. So
no, what is he? It's what we've just done round 14.
He's played 14 games.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, good on him. according to Tigerman at Tigerman Melbourne on Twitter, the Tigers are back. And I thought that was like a philosophical comment. Mm. And then I realised it was because the VFL, VFLW and AFL teams all had the bye last week. So he just meant they were literally back.
Well, but Bree went to Canada because she just couldn't bear being here for the bye.
Exactly.
And the final thing is Patrick Dangerfield and his wife Marty welcomed a little baby this week called Felicity.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you, Felicity.
So well done to them. That's my feels this week, including a rap song that could become a regular part of the segment.
Well, that might... I think you should. I think we'll put that out to the crowd now.
I mean, guys, if you enjoyed the rap, now's the time.
There's more to come. Mm. So I think we'll merge on now to No Warning.
Yes, I love No Warning.
I've never been a part of this segment. Yes. So explain to me what No Warning is.
Well, No Warning is aptly named because, well, what has happened here is quite inventive of me and creative, I'd also say, is the thing I hate most from commentators is question without warning. No, what do they call it? Question without notice.
Oh, which I love.
I just go, of course. Shut up. Mm. Isn't a conversation or that sort of thing, aren't most of the questions without notice? No. So they all go on about it, and so I thought, oh, I've got to do a segment called that, and I thought, oh, I can't copy it, so I'll just call it No Warning.
No Warning.
See what I've done there? It's quite amazing.
Bloody well done. All right, let's play.
Strap yourself in, Rach.
There's one of these every week. Who would you rather go to the footy with?
Ooh.
Robert Walls, Mick Malthouse or Kevin Sheedy?
Kevin Sheedy.
I think I'd like to go to Mick because I'd like to break down his grumpy old man persona and become like BFF with him, and we'd be on the back of the Age when they do that thing, just the two of us, and it's people that like an odd friendship, and it would be me and Mick Malthouse hanging out.
Yeah, and he'd be your only friend because Rachel and I would no longer be friends with you if you became friends with him.
Rachel,
I don't like him.
Can I tell you a thing Moddy hates about No Warning is that I over-explain all my answers.
No, you can't.
Yeah, see, I just shot an answer.
I don't
at
hate.
You.
No, that's fine. First timers often do that.
Right, yeah. Okay. I got overexcited.
That's fine. Okay. Would you rather watch footy from a corporate box or the outer?
Outer.
Oh, corporate box, 100%. Have you ever met me
before? I mean, we knew the answer there, didn't we? So, do scones, jam, and cream have any place at the football?
In my corporate box, yes, they most certainly do.
Only in her corporate box.
Yeah, I don't think they do, do they? Okay, mid year draft, yes or no?
Now that I understand it, yes. About 5 weeks ago when I had no idea what it was, didn't care.
What she said about the didn't care because I don't understand it.
I'm not sure that I understand it either, but anyway.
Mm.
All right, okay. If someone came along and said you could no longer barrack for your team, in this case Hawthorn for you, Rachel, and Adelaide for you, Beck.
Thank you for clarifying.
Who would you barrack for and why? And you have to pick someone.
Oh, I can't. I would probably barrack for Essendon because before the Crows came along, I was an Essendon supporter, so I've got like a bit of a still emotional connection to them.
Thank you, Beck. Right answer.
No worries. Thank you, Mom.
I don't think I can play anymore. I'm having too many fears.
No, you have to answer, Rachel.
I will say this year, as of this time, Brisbane, because of Hodge.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. I'll give you that.
No, you've thought that through. That's very good. Mm. Now, Joe, in the first week, one of our listeners, sent in a few of her answers, and we did a few suggested questions. Sorry, and we didn't get to them all. This is her. This is one of hers. Who is your favourite mature age recruit ever to a senior list?
James Podsiadly.
Stuart Jew.
Oh, yeah, but can you count Stuart Jew because he was playing, wasn't he, or did he?
He was, I guess. Okay, who else?
Podsiadly, that is a good call because I've been trying to think about it. But maybe Stuart Jew, yes, I suppose because he came to you guys for that year. Is that why?
And what a year.
Yeah.
Effectively won the 2008 Grand Final for us.
So that, my friends, is No Warning.
That was so much fun. I very much enjoyed that.
See, what it's just...
Yeah, it's great.
We've had ones about tats. We've had ones about all sorts of things, haven't we? Anyway, message us on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au, and you are listening to Chicks Talking Footy with Motti, Beck and Rachel.
Hi, this is Motti. You're listening to me on Chicks Talking Footy.
Sorry, that is so funny, isn't it?
It's the best.
I mean, I did. It is me, and I did do it, and I'm laughing at myself.
That was great.
But it is good.
You know, guys, I'd really like to make a suggestion. If anyone wants to message in on 0427JOY949, I will create a rap song for them about their own football team.
Oh, good call.
It's just an offer I'm putting out there, guys, so just be alert.
That is the best offer.
I know, because I just think I'm great at rapping.
Clearly.
And I'm pretty good at rhyming.
Right.
And I just think there's something there.
I couldn't agree more.
You go for the Hawks, the brown and yellow. When Rachel's at the football, she's not mellow. Or something like that.
Oh, that was excellent.
That is unreal.
That was factual and fun.
Yeah.
Give us a bomber one.
Moddy's for the Bombers. They're red and black. I tell you one thing, James Heard won't be back. I mean, that's just you the kind of stuff I can do.
You are completely skilled in this area.
Yeah. I'm very impressed.
So, 0427 Joy 9.
So, Beck, where have you been hiding this?
Well, I literally just discovered this skill about 10 minutes ago.
I'm so impressed.
Well, we're very impressed.
I mean, we've been on air for 3.5 years.
We've got someone else on the line who's going to be very impressed about that. In a departure from the norm, we're actually interviewing one of the chicks tonight about a Hawks Pride event tonight. Come in, Fiona Newton. Hello, Fee.
Her name is Fee. She's on the phone. She's at the Hawks beanie lunch and now she's gone.
Not your best work.
No, not your greatest of work. Well, Fee mightn't have taken her own advice and stood in a nice quiet area.
No, I don't think she did.
Never mind.
I think she's too busy rubbing shoulders with Chad Wingard.
We might find her a bit later on in the show, but we will go on.
Would you like me to keep rapping or just stop for now?
I think you could stop for now.
Okay.
Yeah, you can stop for now. But what we might do is, should we do the dinner table?
Let's do the dinner table.
All right. The dinner table music now.
Oh.
Light the candles, Beck. Dim those lights. It's a buffet tonight.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
I could rap that, but I won't.
I was hoping you would.
I'm hoping you won't, because I think Frank's got that one under control.
Sure. All right. What have you got for us,
Monty? Okay, dinner table segment tonight is... Well, it's a buffet, really. You know, we normally take it in turns. Someone does entree, main, and dessert, but we've laid it all out at once because the fan survey that came out in the Herald Sun this week, and there's a million questions, and they break it into percentages, you know. So there's best player, toughest player, do you support a red card send-off system for violent acts, whatever. Who wants to start? Pick one and we'll debate.
I'd be interested in the red card send-off system. What are your thoughts?
I think they're good.
Is that just a yes or no question? Yeah, okay.
Elaborate.
Okay, my theoretically yes, but my problem with it is this. What then happens? Like if you get red carded, does that mean you don't then get sanctioned by the MRO or is it because then you're getting doubly punished. So let's just say Jeremy McGovern did that push into the chair thing in the first quarter, right? He gets a red card, he's off for a week for a quarter or the rest of the game, whatever it is. Is that his entire punishment or is it that plus whatever he gets then sanctioned after that? That's
excellent
my
point.
Concern.
Thank excellent you.
What happens in soccer?
I think that's it.
Yeah, if you're red carded. I think if you then get two red cards in a season. Oh, God, I'm making that up. I don't know. I support it. But the issue is I think it has to go to the – if whatever the – you know, if the umpire says red card, I think it has to go to the video review there and then.
Yeah, right.
And they have to review it and go, because you know how, like,
that's correct.
You know, someone looks like they are punching in the head, you know, so your Hodges punched Pendlebury goes down, maybe he took a fall, I don't know. So I think they really have to look at it from five angles before they can red card someone.
Mm, okay. That's a problem. It could create theatrics in the AFL that we see in the soccer. That's one issue.
Yeah, I'm not here
it
for
could
that.
Also affect the interchange numbers.
Yes. Yeah,
it would significantly affect that if you're going to have players who are going to come off for a quarter or a whole game, depending on when it occurs.
And what if there's like three of them that do dodgy stuff in the third quarter?
Suffer.
Yeah, fair enough. Guys, we've had a message. Beck, that rap is the best thing since Santa Claus. Can I get your autograph and a signed CD?
Who was it?
Well, that was from Mikey.
Aww.
He How goes for the Saints. His name is Mikey. When he sees Josh Bruce, he says, oh, crikey.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah, I think we may have found a new segment.
So good. Totally.
Sorry to interrupt the dinner table with that rap interlude.
It's raptastic.
It was worth it.
Okay, let's pick another one. Who is the most annoying AFL media personality?
Oh, Brian Taylor. Oh, sorry, did I have to think about it?
Well,
hands down, I believe he was voted the most annoying, closely followed by Eddie Maguire.
24%, then Eddie, Now, I don't listen to Dwayne Russell that often, but when I do, boy, he annoys me.
Well, I think probably Mikey. I think probably Brian Taylor's lost some fans with Roaming Brian.
Agreed.
I know. Here's something, and I just was I shocked myself. I found myself watching Roaming Brian last week.
Who even are you?
I know. I didn't hate it.
Did you hate yourself?
Yes, but I didn't hate that. Okay. It was so bizarre. I know. I was shocked, as I said. Shocked myself. All right. Who is the most universally loved player in the UFL? In the UFL, we'll call it tonight.
I believe that was that Cripps?
No, it would be Eddie Betts for sure.
Yeah, Eddie Betts by an country mile.
Because have you ever heard a person say a bad thing about Eddie Betts?
55% of people said Eddie Betts. Wow. The next one was Maxi Gorn at 11.
Oh, yeah, the beard.
He's very lovable as well.
Do you know why I think he's most lovable? Because of that ad and the little kid that played him.
Yes,
I think that's
true.
Has bumped him up.
That probably
he also appears quite well in the media. He appears quite personal and relaxed. He doesn't look like he's been coached, which I think is very appealing to people
who
watch.
Thing.
Eddie Betts, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, look at the amazing things he does off the field.
I mean, he writes rap books, if nothing else.
Exactly.
He's given me a platform to finally express my true rap desire.
And release your CD that you've been longing to release all this time.
You know what I thought was a really interesting thing that came out of this survey? So the last couple of weeks, we have talked about fan behaviour ad nauseum. I'm bored of it. But the question was, have you ever felt unsafe at the football? 85% of people said no.
I haven't.
No, but don't you think that's interesting given how much, like, we've had to talk about how there's all these issues? But
I've witnessed fights and things and they haven't. And if that fight was right next to me, I would have felt unsafe. Well, as collateral damage. But I haven't personally been attacked or...
Well, 68% of people said crowd violence isn't a problem. So I just think that's really interesting given how much airplay has been given to those issues recently that people maybe don't perceive it as a problem.
True, but it's also hard to tell how people are responding. So the question is quite open-ended. Do you think it's a problem? Well, people might say violence is a problem, but we don't believe it is at the MCG or at Etihad because they have such good security measures, as opposed to do you believe violence is infiltrating the game?
Yeah, that's a good point.
As a spectator sport.
It's a good point.
Potentially.
And also, you know, who answers these surveys? I don't know.
Well, not me,
I know. But I still, it makes us chat. I think it's quite interesting how they, like you just said, you broke that down a different way, Rachel. I quite like it.
I was quite saddened that there wasn't a very high percentage of people who declared that they follow the AFLW.
Declared. I love how serious you are.
I do get very serious, don't I?
So, 41% of people said they don't follow it at all.
Well, what was the phrasing of the question?
How closely do you follow AFL? Watch every week, 12%. Watch a few games, 35%. Will watch when my AFL team joins, 10%. Not at all, 41%.
See, I would have thought when my AFL team joins would be higher, and that would possibly be a better reflection of people engaging with AFLW. As opposed
well, most
to
most of the teams aren't, you know, they're next year there's four more, so that makes it 14, doesn't it? There's only four out.
And you know what I think's interesting? The point I said at the very start, the Crows weren't playing this week and I struggled to be interested in football full stop. And I think that's sort of part of the answer to that question, that if you don't have a team connecting you to the whole competition, are you going to be interested in it?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you know, to the whole competition as in men's and women's or just to the women's, Bec?
Both, I think.
Because, you know, I barrack for Essendon, as you know, and I've been very into the AFLW, who don't have a team. But I find it interesting that you said Adelaide weren't playing, so therefore you know, thought it was a bit of a snooze fest. But you can watch three or four games around happily.
Yeah, I know.
So, but isn't it funny that maybe it is linked to your team's fortunes within that round or something?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Or you can be a real negative Nancy like myself and just not go to the Hawthorn games anymore and actually go to watch other teams play because you would love football but can't watch Hawthorn lose anymore.
Oh, that's interesting. We've had another message from Kate on Twitter. Hey, chicks, love your show. Unsure if you'd want to rap about Collingwood, Bec. I do support all of AFLW women's though, so maybe a rap on them. Her name is Kate. She loves the Pies and she loves the girls. Everyone should get to an AFLW game and give it a whirl. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's not my best one for the night.
Tom, who is panelling for us, is now getting very judgy, and he didn't feel that was one of Beck's best.
Once again, no words.
Is his name Tom or is it Judge Judy? He should keep panelling and not being so moody.
Oh, that was good. That was a burn as well. I like it.
I'm not sure I can go back to talking normally now. I think I can only rap.
I cannot believe that you were this good at it. I couldn't even do two sentences.
No, I'm really mad.
Can I tell you, when I was in year six, I did a rap song about the discovery of the state of South Australia, which one day I'll share with you. We've also had a donation from...
You're a bore.
From Estrashos in Brunswick, who's also added a $16 donation. Now, that's a name that would be challenging for me to rap, but I'm willing to take it on board as the show goes on.
All right.
Excellent.
If people donate, I can give them a personalised rap.
You can. Well, you've given Kate one, so she owes Kate on Twitter.
That's right. Thanks, Kate.
Part with your hard-earned people, because Beck will give you a rap. We should have thought about this, you know, when the radiothon was on.
Well, we didn't know I had this skill till 15 minutes ago.
What have you got one, Rach?
Well, just quickly before we go to our next segment, one of the things that is interesting that Beck, actually, there's no need to rap about this, but all brought right. up.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel, for the
warning.
Was that
one of the questions was omitted this year. And that question regarded, I can't remember the exact wording, but it was something along the lines of who was the best looking player
in the AFL. Yep.
And it's been omitted this year. And last year, I believe I had yet another very positive rant about why I was opposed to that question. And I'd be interested to see or to hear, why do you think that question's been omitted this year?
Well, I think there was probably backlash about it. I think too, the AFL perhaps, I think with the introduction of AFLW, perhaps there's been some changing thoughts around the way we objectify sports people. I don't know. But I thought it was, I have to say, it was one of the questions that every year I was interested in, which, I mean, says a lot about me, I'm sure. But I noticed very much this year that question had gone from the survey.
I think if the AFL or Herald Sun or all the powers actually do listen to Chicks Talking Footy, they heard Rachel's rant last year and they went, take it off.
That's all I wanted to hear, Moddy.
Not happy. It's got to go.
If Gil McLaughlin messages in, I'll do a rap for him.
Okay, so message us, but really I think we all mean Beck, on 0427 JOY 949 or on air at joy.org.au. You'll get a rap from Beck. You are listening to Chicks Talking Footy with Motti, Beck and Rachel. So, dinner table's over, the feels are over, no warning is over.
The rapping may not be over.
Beck's raps may continue, but now we have one of our very own, Fiona Newton, on the phone. Come in, Fee. Or don't. We can tell you what Fee is doing tonight and why she's not here. She is at the Hawke's Pride beanie launch.
That's correct. Very exciting.
Out at the club, and they had club reps there and all of the Hawke's Pride people, which Fiona's very pivotal in organising. Since she's been very excited about it, and we were just going to hear from her who's there and et cetera.
An exciting atmosphere.
Too excited that she can't talk to us.
Maybe. But go yet another club in the AFL embracing diversity and acceptance. It's great.
My understanding is that if you went to the Hawke's Pride Facebook page, you would see there'll be photos on there about the event. There's probably some information as to how to get hold of a beanie yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite
and
nice.
All of that sort of stuff.
They are.
And there's photos of all the Hawks players wearing them and stuff like that. So anyway, Fee is in some sort of wind tunnel or...
She's probably having too much fun with that.
Anti-phone.
Maybe she
section.
Got stuck in her beanie and she can't get out.
Maybe she's rubbing shoulders with the elite AFL Hawks players.
Exactly, probably.
Tell them to play better this week, Fee, from Rachel.
Exactly. Alrighty. So now what we're going to do is...
Is it time to preview?
Oh, can we say Kate, who I did the rap for, has made a $10 donation to Joy. So thank you
very much, Kate.
You are an Australian hero.
Well, I reckon we can... Yeah, why don't we review the next round? We've also got something else to talk about coaches and stuff, but let's talk about the round.
Ooh.
First.
Let's. Thursday night. We're still doing Thursday night footy.
As I say, let's mix our beats, Beck.
Oh, look at you.
Hello, look at me.
Well, as I said, all I can offer is interpretive dance, and once again on the radio, that's not great.
Some of my friends will. Okay, so... Thursday night, Moddy.
Yes. Bombers v Giants down at Marvel. I'm going.
Are you nervous?
You've got to be nervous.
Not really, because I don't think we'll win.
That's how I felt on Friday. I actually quite enjoyed watching the game with two Swan supporters because I was already at peace with the fact that we had lost.
Are you nervous about having to start late on a Thursday night? That's my biggest concern.
Oh, no, I'm delighted by that.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I find Thursday night football hard because I get tired.
Well, I'm going to drive. I've got a car park there. I've been gifted a car park for the night. So I'm just going to whiz straight from work to there.
Okay.
No, I'm really excited about it. I love the footy and I don't mind Etihad.
Okay.
Whatever it's called. Docklands.
It's one good thing about having a Thursday night game at Etihad, Marvel Stadium, is that it is quite easy to get to if you do work in the city. Not that Jollymont Station isn't, but you can walk there. It's quite a nice Thursday night activity.
Football geography with Rachel Watkins.
Are you proud? Because I know where that is.
Actually, that's a good point. Exactly. Rachel often doesn't know her elbow from her wrist.
Exactly.
So.
Often and turn up to the wrong oval.
In a weird kind of way, I'm actually interested in watching GWS up close because the only time I watched them was when they got shellacked at the MCG in semi-final, was it, by Richmond?
Well, they have to be in contention for the grand final, otherwise it's a waste of money.
I shall report back.
Thank you, Marty. I think your boys are, it's going to be hard for them.
Over to you, Beck, for Friday night.
Oh, gosh, Friday night. Crows are playing Geelong. You know the last time we won in Geelong? 16 years ago.
Really?
Yes, I was 10 years old.
You're kidding me.
No. I was not 10 years old. 16.
No, it's been 16 years.
Yeah, yeah. It's
been I know you weren't 10.
It's been 16 years since we won there.
Gosh.
And this old Muppet schleps herself down there every single time
in
the freezing cold and the rain with all the Geelong people that hate me and I cheer loudly and we get beaten.
Have you ever met Dave from Geelong?
I have met Dave from Geelong. Actually, our listener Dave from Geelong and I went to the game together once and our listener Dave from Geelong was a bit concerned about my behaviour because, you know, I'm prone to a bit of sarcasm.
Yes, I do bet.
Patrick Dangerfield at one point did something a bit dodgy and I yelled out, lucky we got rid of him. And about five Geelong supporters, including one very large and scary man, proceeded to yell at me.
Ooh. So if we went back to the fan survey, have you ever felt unsafe at the football?
Yes.
You're in the yes column.
I also think our listener Dave from Geelong felt quite unsafe then too. Anyway, so look, it'll all be terrible, but such is life, guys.
But don't you love footy? Isn't that thing?
I do.
I'm going along on Thursday. I'm expecting to lose, but I just love going to the footy.
Yeah.
Well, it is wonderful. I like going to Geelong too. Like, it's got a bit of a country vibe.
So we're Friday night. Will you stay overnight?
I think I'll come back on the train.
Oh, good.
It'll be late, but I'll manage.
And then over to you, Rach, for your match on Saturday.
Oh, loss. A loss. I don't know what else to say.
Oh, they'll all fall
over.
There's
no worry. McGovern's not going to play. Who cares? You could put, I could play for West Coast and they'd still win. I mean, it's over. It's done.
You're quite tall. You'd be a good footballer.
I think I would. The lack of talent and skill might hinder my prospects, but I'm prepared to give it a shot.
I think the Hawks are going to win.
Oh, that's a big call.
I don't know why I think that, but I'm just being contrary.
I don't. I did watch the Hawks, Essendon, was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or something, and they didn't look likely that night. But and who would have thought that we'd be saying that Sydney versus the Suns are next? Who would have thought we'd be going, I don't know, the Suns could win.
I know, and especially since Sydney's been a bit rubbish at home lately.
They have.
And they're sitting 14th.
And the Suns are 17th, but they're coming off five losses in a row, which can't be good for you.
I think Sydney will win. Sydney did play quite well at the SCG against Hawthorn.
Yes, they did.
So they are starting to get their momentum back. I think, sadly for the Suns, I think Sydney will win.
Buddy's out.
Hamstring injury.
And this was going to be his 300th game.
And this seems to be some controversy surrounding it because he couldn't get back on. He was on the bench for 8 minutes getting cold.
And he reckons he got too cold.
And then he went back on.
Straight back on and pinged it.
Straight away too.
He's got those bad
started limping automatically.
You know what I was thinking too about how it was his 300th game was supposed to be this week? I bet you there's someone at the club in charge of logistics who just went, when he did his hammy and thought, we've organised all this merchandise, we've organised events.
Banners.
Anyway, that was my first thought.
They might have had, you know, little buddy ice creams or something like that.
Correct.
Remember they were called buddies at the cinema?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. What about Sinclair? Do we know whether he'll be playing? Is he fit and healthy after he concussed himself?
Oh, my God. So last week on the feels, someone suggested that Callum Sinclair's 100th game was like a good feel. And so I went on this Callum Sinclair deep dive into the internet where I became obsessed with him for a week to the point that I can tell you about his family's 2016 Christmas celebrations. But
was Motti there?
Motti was.
You know what? These are certain things that you shouldn't admit, because when something goes wrong at the next Sinclair family Christmas celebration, they're knocking on your door, mate.
Mm. Okay.
So anyway, just not all, not on the...
I also like Callum Sinclair because he didn't realise he was concussed last week.
What
he
happened? I didn't know. I don't know what happened.
He effectively dove headfirst into the ground.
Mm.
There was no Hawthorn player anywhere near him. There was no Sydney player anywhere near him.
Well, he was sort of going for a mark,
I think. He was sort of going for the mark, but it looked like he was swan diving into a swimming pool. And the poor guy...
It was a bit awkward.
It was embarrassing. It was horrible because it did look like he really did hurt himself, but it was also slightly amusing. I feel terrible saying that.
And then he had to check with one of his teammates if he was concussed or not.
Yes, and he was. And then he eventually did get off the field and he was then lying down and being attended to by the physicians. And then one of the physicians accidentally stepped on him.
And what I loved the most was at the end when Hamish was interviewing him, Hamish said, "Now, you weren't quite sure if you were concussed or not." And Callum did a bit of a lull and he said to Hamish, "Yeah, Richo, I don't know if I was." And I thought, Callum Sinclair, not just your family Christmas 2016 do I enjoy. I enjoy everything about you.
Good on you.
Mm.
Oh, well, poor guy. It was slightly amusing, but poor guy, it looked horrific. So I hope he can play.
So the next game is going to be Collingwood and North Melbourne. Now, I would have thought Collingwood would have beaten North Melbourne to a tiny weeny pulp.
I totally agree with that. Collingwood seem to be doing, it looks like the scoreboard reflects that they seem to be doing just enough to win, but I think they're just keeping their best till last.
I reckon Collingwood are the greatest premiership risk we have at the moment. I think even more so than Geelong.
Big call. Actually,
what do you mean risk when you say
risk? I mean most likely premiership contender.
I tend to agree, and yeah, I think they're hungry off the loss of last year.
And also, they did not even notice Stevenson was gone, I don't reckon. They were able to cover for him really well
last
week.
He's a second-year player. I mean, he's not
good, and I think they have great depth, Collingwood.
Yeah, they
I think there's not much risk to them, I hope, going forward. So, Collingwood, watch out, North Melbourne, because I think North Melbourne are not that good. Spoiler alert.
I think you're right.
They'll time for a new coach.
They'll get shellacked this week. Port versus Bulldogs.
I'd say Port.
I was going to call it the Who Cares Cup, but there is actually one further down.
There is actually. I would suggest Port would win only because it's their home game, but the Bulldogs teams that confuse me.
Bulldogs are one of them.
I think Port's absolutely got to win that, surely.
Yeah.
They've just got better players.
And it's in Adelaide.
Yeah. So that'll probably do it. Mm. St
Kilda, Richmond.
But look at Richmond. Richmond will start. I don't know if they're getting anyone back this week, but they'll start dripping in now. Revolt's not getting in.
Really? I did see something on Twitter earlier today that there are some people starting to come back. So, look, you know what? The thing is, it's actually still only really halfway through the season. Mm. Like, that's the thing. Like, St Kilda, everyone's almost written off. But they've got... I heard something about it on one of the football shows last night. St Kilda's actually got a pretty easy draw going forward. And they're... What are they at the moment?
They're 11th. And they're 6 wins, 7 losses.
Like, I just think we can't be writing teams off yet. Like, I think it's too early.
Well, they're a 4 game ahead of the other 4 or 5 teams below them as well.
Mm.
But it's also not just about wins and losses. It's all about when you watch them and whether they can play consistently for 4 quarters, whether they've got the legs to do it until the end of the season. It's not just about whether or not they're winning or losing.
I mean, winning or losing is important, though.
It is. It does seem to dictate finals. The end and the outcome, granted. But I don't think St Kilda have a chance.
I wouldn't be surprised if Richmond start stepping on it in 5 game. You know, in 5 games' time, they'll just start taking it all before them.
I'm going to tip a draw.
Okay, you do that. And by the way, that is also Maddie's match. So if you are not able to donate to Joy, feel free to donate to Maddie's Vision. Lions versus Melbourne. Lions win for me.
Oh,
it's at the Gabba.
No, they will win. I don't know. I was trying to make something nice for Melbourne.
Although Melbourne teams I'm slightly confused by.
Nah.
Not as confused by anymore.
I reckon they're rubbish in the bin.
They really are, and that has been a surprise. I mean, you look at that, I reckon Brisbane are currently where everyone thought Melbourne might be.
I agree.
Yes, and that's true.
Lions are sitting where the other way. So Lions 6th and Melbourne 16th.
Simon Goodwin has got to be on seek.com.au, doesn't he?
Oh, surely.
Well, okay. And the Who Cares Cup, Dockers versus Carlton.
Well, Melbourne, Gold Coast, Carlton and Hawthorn. We can all look forward to our draft picks at the end of the year.
Now, Beck, you mentioned the coaches. So we've just got a minute or two. So gone already, Brad Scott and Brendan Bolton. Going, is Alan Richardson, John Worsfold, and you've mentioned Simon Goodwin. And then we've got possible media beat-ups this week. John Longmire and Alistair Clarkson have both been mentioned in dispatches.
John Longmire has been confirmed.
As what?
As being approached by North Melbourne. Isn't that right?
But it's just...
But again...
I listened to that, and it was Liam Pickering on SEN in the morning, and they asked him and they said, yeah, well, I got a phone call from Ben Buckley.
I mean, I also
He said, I used to play with Ben. We had a chat for 5 minutes. Yeah.
I once approached Tony Modra in a nightclub, but that doesn't mean we're getting married.
Because I think Clarkson's tried to put the rumours at rest to suggest that what Dixon said is untrue. He won't be going to Carlton, but potentially this is leverage and he might still be leaving Hawthorn. And if he does, Luke Hodge, come be our coach.
Don't you think this Clarko thing happens every year, though?
Every year.
Well, Scully was interviewed yesterday and he said that Clarkson walked into the club and said, let's, canvass the elephant in the room. I'm not going to Carlton. Didn't say I'm not leaving Hawthorn. But as some other funny person pointed out, and who believes Tom Scully?
Yeah, well, that's right.
Ooh. Touché.
Touché. So that is us. That is us for our night. You have listened tonight to Chicks Talking Footy with me, Motti, Beck and Rachel. We are now on a break for 2 weeks, by the way, and you will listen to The Bench with David from Geelong and Beck in this same slot.
There could be more rapping. Watch this space, guys.